When you think about music from Detroit, you probably think Motown, electronic, maybe some jazz. Lac La Belle is an acoustic duo bringing music of Appalachia and early Americana to the Motor City. Stateside's Emily Fox sat down with the duo to talk about their latest album.
Skip that last train going out. Ain't no way. Carry me home. Drove 1,000 spikes through steel. Rail stretching. Miles of land.
That's Nick Chalet singing there. He and Jenny Nags are the musical duo behind Lac La Belle, and they're a couple, by the way. They have a new album out called A Friend Too Long that you can hear at a CD release show that the band is hosting this Saturday in Detroit. Jenny and Nick, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks for having us.
So what inspired this album? Would you say that there's an overall theme to A Friend Too Long?
Yeah, I think that what we tried to do was work with characters and try to draw a little bit away from ourselves. That was my goal, at least, and I think that it was successful.
Now, when I hear your music, it takes me outside of Michigan and to a different era. And I know you both studied traditional music in Southern Appalachia, but considering you both grew up in Michigan and now live in Detroit, does Michigan or Detroit ever inspire your music?
It does have its place in our music. This record, because we were working more with characters outside ourselves, I think that we also took on some visual ideas that were connecting to those characters. Although in the past we have used more Detroit-focused ideas with our songs. Like on our previous record, we have some songs that are specifically about Detroit. This record, it's more about these stories and their kind of universal ideas. And sometimes the landscapes that we describe in our music are not just an actual place, it's more of an idea. Like there's a song, Clarion, where I describe the desert. It's not really necessarily about being in the desert, it's about that feeling, that sparse feeling, loneliness, hopelessness.
Dry sand beneath my feet. The desert walks with me. For me, just endless yearning. The night was cold and dim, and I was wrought within. No divine plan for me, just endless yearning.
I was reading a press release about your album, and it says, quote, "Perhaps one could say Detroit is a contemporary flagship American city, a pressure cooker of sorts. It signifies economic collapse and decay, giving birth to a new artistic renaissance." Now, this is not the first time I've heard something like that, but I'm curious to see what you have to say about that comment.
Yeah, Detroit is a very interesting place, we all know, and it's changed so much in the last couple of years. It's hard to really put into words if you're a resident or if you've been a long time resident. I think that the idea that there is a new art renaissance in Detroit is maybe not quite accurate. I think that there's just always been a very, very thick vein of art and culture running through the city. And now there's other things happening that are drawing a little bit more attention to what's already been happening there. And I think that some of us are a little bit more sensitive to it than others, but I think that the thing that's important is to always remember going forward that the city has been really consistent in a lot of ways that are positive and creative, and we want to make sure that it stays like that as Detroiters.
Mm-hmm. Through all of the city struggles, I see a strong thread of the artist community holding on through these tough times, and that is what has kept the city together. And I think that's also what has made the city really desirable for some people now to see the city as someplace they could live. I mean, they're basically seeing what has always been there. It's just in the media a lot more.
And tell me about your guys' involvement in the musical community within Detroit.
Well, I mean, I've been active in the city for over 20 years. I mean, I've never moved away. And I've been, you know, working with a lot of different groups and over the years, and had a lot of solo projects that I've been involved with. And we've developed relationships with venue owners and gallery owners and different types of spaces that we've liked to work with and do our events. I mean, the event on Saturday is a good example of a new space that we wanted to try to have like a new event at, to draw more attention to this particular space and also to kind of bring people into that community. And that's been something that's been relatively easy over the years in Detroit, because there's never been a lack of people trying to do new and creative spaces and opening new galleries. And for lack of a better term, there's always been a real DIY kind of thing when it comes to the art community and the music community. And we've always tried to, you know, be a part of that.
And by the way, Lac La Belle's CD release show will be held at Holding House in Detroit Saturday evening. It's a new artist-run workspace just west of Corktown. Now, Jenny and Nick, you wrote your latest album, A Friend Too Long, in a cabin in the Upper Peninsula. And later, when you were ready to record your album in your home in Detroit, last winter's polar vortex hit.
Yeah, that was
very exciting.
Yeah, that was good and bad. You know, like, we flew a really good friend of mine, old tour buddy, who's an engineer and musician. He lives out in Philadelphia. And so we flew him in to do the engineering. We wanted to do it in the house.
In Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Because it's a nice space. We have a good space for it. And we also just wanted that experience of being kind of secluded. And we didn't know, or shut in, I guess. We didn't realize how shut in we would be. Because it really, the morning that Eric flew in was the day that it started. And, we had... Even though we live in a beautiful historic neighborhood in the city, we still don't get plowed, and so we were really literally stuck for a few days in the house. And I don't think Jenny left for 2 weeks, to be honest with you.
I left once to get a space heater from a neighbor because our pipe had froze.
But it was good. It was great to actually have that, you know, because we were able to just, there was no option. There was, you know, I think Eric and I left to dig a couple people out once or twice, but we were just in there and we kept our head down and we
very
just,
focused.
Yeah, and we were very organized about it, so it was good. And now we have this connection to the record and the house, and I think that it's a little bit more special.
Well, I've been speaking with Jenny Nags and Nick Chalais of Lac La Belle. They have a new album out called A Friend Too Long, and they're hosting a CD release show this Saturday in Detroit. More information on the album and the release show can be found at laclabellemusic.com. Jenny and Nick, congrats on your new album, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.